Welcome to Riley on Film. I'm your host, Damian Riley. You can find out more and subscribe for free always at RileyOnFilm.com. Now, on with the show. This is my review of Sputnik. The synopsis is: the lone survivor of an enigmatic Russian spaceship incident hasn't returned back home alone. Hiding in his body is a dangerous creature. Ooh. Here's my review. Most horror fans will agree, and I can say based on my travels of all those people out there that I've met who like horror, that space and aliens are excellent themes for horror movies. Of course, Ridley Scott's Alien made the hair stand up on the back of the neck of an entire generation. I'm proud to be included in that. Some more recent incarnations have failed, in my view, to do that, but I pay props to that film. It set a gold standard for horror and gore in a mainstream sci-fi film. Sputnik is an example of a film that comes close to that magic and mystique, but in my opinion, my humble opinion, well, not so humble, okay, will not be adopted as such by the horror community because of the subtitles. Another question I have as an American is, why Russia? After all, they have pulled so many things on our country since the 80s. Why is this movie heralded as being so much like Alien, an American movie? The Russian transference in my mind made it difficult to get into it at times, but I can say the overall film is a breakthrough for what it is. And that's an independent film. As far as the effects go, well, this is an independent film with a relatively low budget, so you won't be calling friends around the globe to be sharing about the effects. They are pretty homely. Still, there is a lot here to take in, and if you get lost in the story, which is incredible, the effects will just follow. I recommend to horror fans that they do take it in. It's a very scary and engaging sci-fi horror. I love that genre. Someone told me before I saw it that it was a clever Species, the movie Species, remember that one? Our director, Igor Abramenko, gives us a great story, a scary monster, and a wise or clever direction throughout. In my work as a reviewer and film fan first, I haven't seen American film do such an awesome job at assembling the particulars of a horror sci-fi since Alien. Yep, I'm one of the people saying that. If you love movies like these, prepare for an amazing experience. I think every sci-fi horror fan should see this film. What do you think? Please sound off in the comments. Let's start a discussion. Oksana Akinshina, Lilia Forever, portrays Tatiana Kilmova, a doctor on the outs with her ship administration. She's a scientist who is called upon to save the day more than twice. I always like this trope of the scientist knowing more about the horror, but no one wants to listen. She rushes to this guy over here. I don't have time. She rushes to the captain. You know I don't have time. Put a complaint in writing. But you need to listen now. That kind of thing. Can you think of another movie like that? Put it in the comments. Let's start a discussion. And speaking of that, what does this write besides Alien? Think about that. Then, usually before the climax, she is consulted to save the Earth. And that's what happens here. It's not a straight-ahead plot, but the suspense kept me on board. I rarely watch subtitled foreign films other than when they come highly, highly recommended. Well, I'm highly, highly recommending Sputnik to you as such. I think you'll enjoy it if you like horror. Being a child of the 80s, I was 10 in 1980, and I was 20 in 1990. So I think of myself as mostly a child of the 80s, but also part of the 70s. But I have had my reservations about Russia, and I don't want to see a film that glamorizes their space race. To be honest, I had a little problem with that at first. The creature suffers a bit from looking over CGI-ish, but the story is so good. I don't think many viewers will mind. And he is cool in his own way, in his own smaller budget way. This is not like the recent year's film Life with Jake Gyllenhaal. Oh my god, I spelled that right in my notes. That's probably the first time I've ever had a spell check not have to check that. That's pretty amazing for me. Yay! I'm patting myself on the back. That film Life is lagging, uninteresting, it has a bad plot, and there is terrible acting, even despite all the A-lister actors. I blame the director and the writer. Still, it's alien-like, and yet, it's an awful film. Proof that you can be alien-like and still suck. In conclusion, I have avoided spoilers mostly for this one because I really would like you to experience this film. This is a great film and I recommended it wholeheartedly in my article and now in my podcast to you horror fans that like sci-fi and monsters. Let me put it this way. I had 4 screeners across my desk the other day. And this was the best of all of them. By a country mile. Or a light year. If you can trust me, and go ahead and don't dread the subtitles, I think you'll be happy. I think... Thank you for listening to Riley on Film. I'm your host, Damian Riley. You can find out more and subscribe always for free at RileyOnFilm.com. Now, have a great day.